Don't take it personally. I'm not saying there's an easier way, and it's not like I would try to warn you, but you can learn all you need in the time that it takes to fly from here and back to California. Some of the days are a real hard sell when you know that you might get your feelings burned, but they all fall away if you just keep in mind that it's a walk in the park. Big deal, piece of cake, can of corn. Hey, can of corn. Can of corn.
So yes, I am Iowa bound, and I started off that set with Iowa Pot that Chuck U played a couple weeks ago, and he called in. He's listening old school from his radio, so he is not on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page right now. However, he's listening in. And then the royal family of Iowa, Greg Brown, Bathtub Blues, Iris Dement, singing with John Prine, Who's Gonna Take Out the Garbage, and then Iris Dement, The Way I Should, followed by Pieta Brown, Be With You. And by the way, Pieta is going to be opening for Iris Dement at City Winery. I believe it's August 25th here in Boston. So we will have part of the royal family of Iowa here. And then Kimon Kirk, Can of Corn. Why am I going to Iowa? Well, I have a really very good friend in Iowa, Gretchen, and I'm going to visit Gretchen and her husband, Tim, and their four kids, Maggie, Liam, Lila, and Rosie. And Gretchen and I, when we get together, we do the Sunday New York Times puzzle. So that's super fun. And yes, of course, we're going to the State Fair. The State Fair is a musical venue. In fact, Ryan Lone Bellow played there this year. I won't be able to hear them because they have already come and gone, but I have heard Lone Bellow and I really like them. The other aspect of the Iowa State Fair that I am excited about is the food. I plan to eat deep fried anything I can get my hands on and food on a stick. So, Iowa, here I come. Well, it is just a little past midnight, so it is time for the radio obituaries. And my initial radio obituary is Georgianne Johnson. She was an American stage, film, and television actress. In 1953, Johnson was cast with her future husband, actor Stanley Prager, in the Broadway revival of Room Service, starring Jack Lemmon. So, we will start with Stanley and hear what he has to say.
Nobody else but you. To nobody else but you, I wouldn't never tell this. What I mean to say is you're different from the rest. Baby, you're the best. And I wouldn't never tell this to nobody else but you.
I go on.
What drives a fella bats isn't her.
Her is.
Her has. A kind of shape what really is the cat's hasn't her.
Her has.
My wife, she ain't understanding. She ain't like her is. This here ain't no line I'm handing, or I should drop dead right where I'm standing. Her is. A snappy dresser, what is dressed to kill isn't her.
Her is.
Her is. The only doll from which I get a thrill isn't her.
Her is.
Her is. Running away, but her sure can bet. Him is. Gonna get her yet. I'm gonna get her yet.
Ha ha
ha. Ha ha ha.
Thank you.
her is.
Her is. The only doll from which I get a thrill isn't her.
Her is.
Her is. Running away, but her sure can bet. Him is. Gonna get her yet. I'm gonna get her yet.
Well, and as it happens, Georgianne Johnson was also from Iowa. So we're going to listen to what Dar Williams has to say about Iowa while I get ready for my next radio obituary and deal with some technical difficulties here. So let's start with some Dar Williams, and I'll come back on when things are settled.
But the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could. And I've never found a way to say I love you, but if the chance came by, oh, I would. But way back where I come from, we never mean to bother. We don't like to make our passions other people's concern. And we walk in the world of safe people, and at night we walk into our houses and burn. Is to fall from a great and gruesome height. So you know I asked a friend about it on a bad day. Her husband had just left her. She sat down on the chair he'd left behind. She said, what is love? Where did it get me? Who ever thought of love is no friend of mine? The shoulder of your driveway and the words I've never felt. And so for you I came this far across the tracks, 10 miles above the limit and with no seatbelt. And I'll do it again. For tonight I went running through the screen doors of discretion. For I woke up from a nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills of Iowa, and you were not thinking of me.
Well, if things were going to fall apart here, how nice of everything to happen when I had a nice long song lined up. So thank you, Dar Williams, for that beautiful version of Iowa. So yeah, I'm heading to Iowa, and I was even able to tie that into my initial radio obituary. The next post and penultimate radio obituary goes to Neil E. Boyd, who is an opera singer. And by the way, this would be the time to mention that my mother is listening in, who is also an opera singer. So I grew up in a household where, until I was 13, I actually thought it was normal for people to listen to opera. So thank you, Mom, for such a great introduction to music. Neil E. Boyd died at a very young age due to health issues. He grew up in Missouri. His father, of African-American descent and a European mother, he and his brothers were raised solely by their mother and endured poverty conditions. However, he along the way discovered operatic music in junior high when his older brother was doing a school project involving classical music and brought home a CD of the three tenors. How inspiring is that? He was so enthralled that he started to learn how to sing in Pavarotti and Plácido Domingo's operatic style. So this first song will be a song that is performed by Neil E. Boyd. However, I will continue to play a little bit more opera, including Nessun Dorma, which is a standard aria and sung by a number of people. So I'm going to post on Facebook the choices that you have: Man O' War, Jeff Beck, Sarah Brightman, or Derek Dyer, and you let me know who you want to hear. So let's start out with Neil E. Boyd himself, and then take it from there, and I will end with the listener's choice.
There's a place for us, somewhere a place for us, peace and quiet and open air wait for us somewhere. There's a time for us, someday a time for us, time together with time to spare, time to learn. Somewhere.
wish to become artists should begin with studies of tone production and the functions of nose, tongue, and palate, with the distinct and flexible pronunciation of all letters, especially of consonants. Not until he has acquired this preliminary study should a singer venture upon practical vocal exercises. Then it would soon be easy to recognize talent or the lack of it. Many would open their eyes in wonder over the difficulties of learning to sing, and the proletariat of singers would gradually disappear. With them would go the singing conservatories and the bad teachers who, for a living, teach everybody that comes and promise to make everybody a great artist. Once, when I was acting as substitute for a teacher in a conservatory, the best pupils of the institution were promised me, those who needed only the finishing touches. But when, after my first lesson, I went to the director and complained of the ignorance of the pupils, my mouth was closed with these words: "For heaven's sake, don't say such things, or we could never keep our conservatory going." I had enough and went.
Well, my goodness, if we took that approach to voice instruction, we would never be able to enjoy what I'm going to play next. Here's for you, Nelsie.
You amuse me.
the beauty and drama of opera. So that was my post, my penultimate obituary, and that was Neil E. Boyd. And I started with his version of Somewhere, and then there was a little musical opera instruction that I found amusing because Annelle, who's my mother, is also a voice instructor, and she has helped people become absolutely beautiful singers, and I'm so glad that she doesn't take that approach. And she put there, remove the proletariats. And then we had that really fun and quirky version of Adele's Laughing Song by Florence Foster Jenkins, and then ended that set with, it was listener selection, Nissen Dorma by Jeff Beck from Emotion and Commotion. So I have an ultimate radio obituary, and it is Joe Jackson. And I'm afraid that I lost my little write-up when I had my computer glitch. He's Joe Jackson as in the father of the Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Tito Jackson, all the Jacksons. And I actually met him once. So I lived in LA for 6 years, and it is impossible to live in LA for 6 years and not run into people who, if they are not famous at the time, they later become famous. So I have a very good friend who was involved with the production of a play, and Joe Jackson was attending in the audience, and everybody was abuzz. And so, yeah, I actually sat right behind him, and my friend's sister said hello, and we chatted for a bit, and it was super fun. I know there's some controversy. Well, there's a lot of controversy around the Jackson family, maybe his relationship and how he raised his kids, but we do have some music to show for all of that. So let's get started.
We'll be right back. he is fine. He does a lot of nice things for me.
I know he used to do nice stuff for you, but what has he done for you lately?
Baby, that's all you gotta do.
Oh, hey.
for the other Joe Jackson.
Pretty women out walking with gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
where?
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? 'Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? 'Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man.
Kirsten, hosting Bubbles in the Think Tank, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and that was my version of the Radio Obituaries. Thank you all so much for being on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page and your participation, and thank you so much, M. Freddie Stockwell, for helping to organize all the vacation destinations and to show you how much I care. I'm sending you all on, well, maybe not all of you because I only have 20 minutes left. So I'm going to just start in no particular order with some vacation destinations. I'm starting with Eric Slade, who apparently went to Athens, and then the question was Georgia or Greece, and he said Ohio. So I think really the only thing to do at that point is to go to Atlanta.
Same old place, same old city. What can I do? I'm falling in love. I'm just an old hound dog roaming around.
Eric, I hope you enjoyed Georgia, Atlanta. I'm sending Mr. Stockwell off to Reno. I think they would line up around the corner to hear him.
A good babysitter can be hard to find.
Reno.
But I've got Reno on my little mind.
Reno.
Sometimes it drives me wild the way we can't be alone.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
I've got to take her somewhere where we can't be found.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
That's right. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Maybe see Chow or maybe Tom Jones. Reservations? Well, no.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
But I don't want to call, I just want to go.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
That's right. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Me and her gonna laugh and laugh. Me and her gonna have big fun. Just like kids on a school vacation. Down the street we run. And I'd like to tell you more, but I got to rush. I still love the girl. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Well, let's go! Yeah! Well, come on! Oh, yeah! Yeah, what about it?
Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
Find a motel with a velvet bed.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Where the velvet walls are painted crimson red.
Reno,
night and day.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Where the FBI meets the CIA.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
That's right. Reno, 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 honey.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Lonely mountains left and right.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
And then there's Reno, a blazing light.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
Lonely hills of Nevada sage.
Reno.
And there's Reno, center stage.
Reno, Reno, Reno.
That's right.
Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
Me and her gonna have big fun. Me and her gonna laugh and laugh. Call the babysitter from the hotel room. Tell her we'll be back about the 3rd of June. And I'd like to tell more, but I've got to go. Still can't find that where to go. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Oh, yeah. Well, we gotta go. I said, what's that?
Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
Oh, well, I'd like to tell you more, but time's getting tight. The day's gotten old, and here comes the night. Oh, and I still love the girl in a flame that burns. She's played with the kids and now it's my turn. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
In my heart these days, and I can't find a way out of it. It's keeping me up these nights, though I try, like you said, to get over it. They say Virginia is for lovers. I don't believe it's true. We first under the dogwood, such a short time in blue. Well, I saw your eyes a-shifting as you mumbled to me, you can't stay. When your knees get weak with love and you fall, do you always crawl away?
Satisfy home in New Orleans. till my home sweet home.
Well, the last vacation destination song goes out to Ryan Doyen. Thank you so much, Ryan, for recommending me for this show so that I could sit here and host Bubbles in the Think Tank. That being said, I must say this is probably one of the worst Beach Boys song ever. But, you know, it's only fitting because I think I'm covering your show while you're going to be in Paradise. So here you go. I'm not sure I'm going to make you all listen to the whole song.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so I couldn't see the Beach Boys song all the way through. The best thing to happen to a person is a shelter pet. So I hope you all enjoyed your vacations. And thank you so much, Belinda, for having me here and hosting your show. Thank you, Ryan, again, for recommending me. And thank you so much for all of the activity on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page, which I still kind of stumble over. I know other people say it so eloquently. For years, I've listened to this show, and I would hear Belinda talk about what was going on, and I really didn't know how much fun that area is. Belinda, I truly, truly, truly miss you. I will come down to the Cape with my dog and six fosters. Kidding. But please heal up. Please heal up and come back soon, because I know how much I miss you and I know others feel the same way. So I look forward to when you are back hosting the show. Good night.
Ne me quitte pas. Il faut oublier tout. Pas oublier qui s'enfuit déjà. Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu à savoir comment. Oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi. Le cœur du bonheur ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'enfuirai des balles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je ferai en demain où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera le quitte pas.